The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What are you looking forward to? That's the question. What are you waiting for? A buddy of mine just posted. He's like doing a countdown to the Ram truck he ordered.
Oh.
And he's so excited. Like, it, for him, yeah, it's like Christmas morning, but it's not coming until July. And every once in a while, it's tongue-in-cheek mostly, but not completely. You know how that is, where you're like, hey, I'm kind of making fun of myself, but also I need to tell everyone this?
Yeah, of course.
It's like, yeah, guess what? This is going to have this.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's exciting.
Can't wait. So what are you waiting for? 1-800-947-3979. Or what are you looking forward to? Same thing.
Okay. All right.
This text from the 715. I'm looking forward to spring so I can drive my car. I assume it's like a sports car. Also looking forward to our Disney vacation as Disney adults. And last but not least, looking forward to you guys roasting and toasting whoever the new person is. Get them.
Okay, no problem there.
I posted this on Facebook, and I like this one from Robert Williams. He says, I'm taking my wife to a women's deathmatch wrestling tournament this weekend. Happy anniversary, honey.
Deathmatch?
Deathmatch.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Where are you going?
Pro wrestling?
Like Thailand?
Or? I don't know. That's all it says.
I need more information.
Yeah, I need. I want to know.
We got another one. Dana Sears, the birth of my second baby. He's due on the 26th, but we're hoping he comes this Friday.
Wonder why Friday?
I don't know. Maybe like to have a share of
birthday
or something.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This text, I am waiting and heading to Florida for the Daytona 500.
Oh, yeah, that is
coming. They're heading today.
Okay, that's awesome.
Gosh, I saw the ads for that a bunch during the Super Bowl, as we all did, and it took me back to those times we went down there with our friends at Cat Footwear.
Oh, my God.
What a good time that was.
What a lucky experience.
And it's impossible not to think about the time that we were behind, who was it, Jamie McMurray, right?
I think.
For Bass Pro Shops.
I forget. I have to go back and, like, look.
But we were there.
What happened on what year, but.
Daytona.
And we had hot passes. Was it Jamie McMurray who won?
Jamie McMurray, yeah.
And we had just settled behind his pit because that gave us a good view of the coming out of turn four and across the front straightaway. And then we had a giant TV behind us, and Jimmy Johnson had gone out with some sort of car trouble, so that pit was empty, so we could really see. And then it got down to like the last five laps, and that was one of those where all of the cars were bunched up, and we're like, man, McMurray's, he's right in the front.
He's in the mix.
Yeah, like, let's see. Like, where should
and
we
so
be?
All of a sudden, we see the pit crew who's like an inch away from us. There, you see guys, and I think it was all guys, but it might have been guys and women calling significant others and saying things like, we got a chance. You got to turn it on. Like, they didn't already have it on or whatever. And so then, sure enough, he wins, and they all start going bananas. And we're like, no one's looking. So we jump over the wall. We're like, yeah, we're bananas.
We did it.
We're on pit road.
God, that was fun.
I wish.
That was amazing.
I wish we could go back and get like more actual video footage. If it was now, like the phones are so much better now with being able to take selfies and shots, that would have been amazing. But God, what an experience that was.
That was fun. And then a couple years later, was it Trevor Bayne?
Trevor Bayne.
We were in his pit.
That's right.
And then I high-fived Richard Petty when he won.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is crazy. And that was when Dick Berggren from Fox was about to do a TV interview.
Oh, and I was standing
and
behind.
Steve
I was
had
standing
his
in
big
the
old,
camera shot.
You had your big goatee at the
no,
time.
No, the Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
And you're standing behind him. And was it him or his cameraman that looked over and went, mm-mm.
Well, nope. It was like, they were like, 10 seconds to live. And I was like, oh, man, they're not going to say anything. And then the cameraman points right at me and goes, you, out. Sorry, sir.
And we were like, we don't want to ruin this good thing we have.
Yeah.
Howings, what are you looking forward to or waiting for?
Mine is much farther out. I don't have any, like, short-term plans right now that I have on my list.
What is it, retirement?
Yes.
Really?
Well, it's not specifically retirement because I like the job. I love coming in every day. I have a great career. I get to laugh with my friends. I know every day when I wake up, I get to laugh. I know at some point I'm going to laugh. So it's not that I don't like doing the job, but what I'm actually looking forward to specifically is never again waking up to an alarm. Because,
yeah, that's a good one.
Because aside from I've never been a natural morning person. And aside from that brief stint of time that you and I were doing afternoons, which was a few months, aside from that, since about 1993, I have gotten up in the dark. Whether it was 4 a.m. or 2 a.m. or 11 p.m., to do overnights.
Yeah.
I've been getting up in the dark.
Sure.
And my body goes, why are you doing this? Like, some people are like, yeah, let's get the day. Like, the girl I'm dating, like, the alarm goes off. She's like, woo! She's like, raring to go, you know? And I'm like, oh, my God.
But your alarm could go off at 9 a.m. and you wouldn't be.
But I'll wake
up. Because you'd still stay up till 1 in the morning.
I will, but
it'd be better.
But the thing is, when I don't set an alarm on the weekends or when we have a vacation or whatever, I don't set an alarm. And I still generally wake up pretty early. Wake up at 5:30 or 6, but there's such a difference to when your body says, okay, it's okay, versus, you go, oh.
Yes.
So I am looking forward to not setting an alarm. Mm-hmm. I know that's like years, maybe decades away, but that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's good.
Telly, what are you waiting for?
Well, something small that I'm very excited for is daylight savings time. Every year that it's back to where we have the longer days after winter, that's like my favorite time. But personally, I am super looking forward to our wedding this summer, getting married in Jackson Hole in late June. And that is going to be really fun because Ross's family and my family will meet for the first time and our friends will get to blend. And that's the first time that's ever happened. So I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing to look forward to.
Yeah, that's a
big thing.
Steve, what are you looking forward to?
Long term, looking forward to no more diapers.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's going to be pretty great.
Yeah, that's a huge day.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine stopped by our house yesterday, and he had to step over a gate we have up for the dog, and he said, I am so excited that we're about to take down the gates because they have a young child as well that has figured out how to open the gate so the gate doesn't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm so excited because this is their second child. I'm so excited to be able to move through the house freely. And I remember when they came down and then how disappointing it was when we got a dog that wouldn't stop pooping in the basement. So now it's back.
You got to put them back up.
Yeah.
I'm also looking forward to our vacation this summer because me and my family and my sister and her family, my brother and his family, and my mom, we're all getting a big house in Pigeon Forge. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. Just seeing all of the cousins will be together, and that'll be the first time that like all of the cousins from my side of the family will all be together, all the kids. So that I'm really looking forward
to that.
That's
a fantastic tourist area too, because you've got a ton of hiking and stuff right there, but you've also got outlet malls. And Dollywood. Like there's a lot of tourist trap garbage.
And I love it.
But it's
I love it all.
I do too. I like it in that short period of time. I wouldn't want to live around it, but I think it's fun. That'll be a great location.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
What are you waiting for? What are you looking forward to? This one, I'm looking forward to getting married in Cancun on May 13th. You know, everybody hates destination weddings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
Just kidding.
You got to do it. Keep it small.
This one from Lansing. I am waiting for the Lions to win the Super Bowl, hopefully soon.
Can you look forward to something that's a pipe dream? Like that's a strange. I always looked at it more tangibly, but
well, here's a note about that.
Yeah,
they have had either the worst or tied for the worst odds to win the next Super Bowl at the conclusion of the previous Super Bowl, each of the last three or four seasons. And next year, their odds are the 11th best.
Wow.
So Vegas thinks they're closer. So they're obviously going to win.
They might be closer.
It's hard not to get closer when you're the least likely. No. Let's see. 1-800-947-3979. I'm looking forward to riding my bike 500 miles across Iowa. What is that, the Ragbri?
Wow, you're looking forward to that? Oh, man, that seems like so much work.
20,000 other cyclists that are just as crazy as I am.
Okay, yep.
I like this one. I'm looking forward to the Grand Rapids Fire Department versus Grand Rapids Police Department hockey game on March 11th.
Oh, that's fun.
That would be fun. Now, I got asked to be like a guest referee for a basketball game between those two departments. And I thought, okay, well, this will, I'm not a referee, but I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And this is a fun game. Whoa, what? And it was fun.
Oh, no.
But oh, no. They were not happy with my whistle.
This is not, And those games are never just, let's go out and shoot around with the pals.
I greatly underestimated how important victory was in that contest.
They take that stuff very seriously.
I still loved it, but I had to sort of get my you-know-what together. Because the guy's like, come on, man, you got to call that. And I went, I know, right? This is hard. And he goes, this ain't funny. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
That's when you notice the male pheromones actually dripping down the wall.
Yeah, that's not, it is not like a Globetrotters game. That's not the feel of that game.
No.
Where's the bucket of confetti going to get thrown at me?
Nope.
No.
It's going to hit me with a brick. Like, nobody was mean to me, but they definitely were like, you got to call that.
Yeah, and they mean it. Yep,
everyone here is tougher than me.
Well, yeah.
I just came out to get a run in.
Yeah, I mean, those would be fun. I thought somebody would lift somebody up. Like that Lions player did me that time we did the charity game.
Yeah, Luther Ellis helped Hot Wings dunk a basketball.
He grabbed me by the rib cage and just lifted me up into the air.
And you're not a heavy dude, but he did it like he was lifting a baby.
Did he do it one-handed?
Oh, yeah. Well,
he could have thrown you up and down and act like he was going to drop you.
I mean, at the time, I probably weighed 150 at best. So, yeah, for him, it was nothing.
Yeah, and he was a giant.
He's a massive
super
dude.
Strong. And he was extra, you know, built up his legs and back from carrying all that crippling debt. That didn't work out great. Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm looking forward to doing two shows Saturday at one of the biggest comedy clubs in Dallas-Fort Worth. I started comedy at 35. Never too late to follow your dreams. Brent Maples Comedy. Good luck, Brent.
That's cool.
That's pretty exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
I wonder if that's his main source of income now.
Yeah, like have you crossed over to where you're only making money from comedy?
That'd be amazing. 35, that's... You always hear about the comedians. I mean, most of them have been doing it since they were 17 years old and they were able to sneak into an open mic night or something. So.
Right?
Yeah, that's very cool.
Oof. This text, Steve, I work in Pigeon Forge. Lots of tourist crap is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You're not surprising anyone on that.
No.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah. Give me all the putt-putt golf and Dollywood I can handle. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cades Cove.
What is that?
That's the destination for everybody who's new to the Smoky Mountains.
Okay.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Probably see a black bear. It'd be pretty good. There are lots of other hiking places you can go. 1-800-947-3979. What are you looking forward to or waiting for? Who's waiting for something that is no one else cares? Like, no one else cares.
Oh, like the nerd convention you're going to or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Let's see. This is a good one. I'm looking forward to being 20 pounds lighter and hopefully no longer needing my CPAP.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one. Are
you doing anything to get there?
You had a CPAP, right?
I did, yeah.
And then you lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
What, 35 pounds? 40 pounds?
30 pounds.
Do you still need it?
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that the best part of it?
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It is pretty great because that thing, I mean.
What a cumbersome pain in the ass.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's not so bad if you're just going to bed at your house every night. But like with us, we travel a good amount. So I'm not going to pack that thing up and carry it around with me. No way. Guys, can we stop and get a gallon of distilled water?
Yeah, always fun, right?
Yeah.
This text from Tennessee. I'm looking forward to finishing a playset I've spent 11 months working on.
This thing is
massive. Four slides, a rock climbing wall.
Whoa.
As the dad, I probably will like it more than the kids.
Uh-huh. Four slides.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow. Because we got one last summer, and I thought that it was a big project, and it took me like a day and a half to put it together.
It sounds like he's building it, though. It's like got to be. I mean, if it's 11 months, he's probably building it. I know how those projects, you get an idea and then they grow.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh, I could do this. I could do that. And he's probably right. He'll probably like it better than the kids. The kids will like it for a little while. It's like when I did I built a little room under the stairs and I spent so much time and it's awesome. It was so awesome. And they dug it a little while. And then, it was fun. I put a little window in it. We had a good time with it for about 6 months.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Similar to that, I'm looking forward to, we have a bunch of like good trees in our backyard.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to one day building a tree house.
You want to get some practice in at my house? You'll be my kid's hero.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll build a tree house.
Oh, man. Totally want one. Do you think you could get it to go from one tree to another?
How far apart are the trees?
There's a lot of trees. You could put it in several trees.
Okay.
That seems
so
dangerous.
Like you're talking like Swiss Family Robinson type
stuff.
Yeah, like
that's what they want.
Off the air. Yeah, of course.
You'll have to run electric and cable out there because they're not going to do it without Wi-Fi.
Nah, just get a generator.
Bug writes from West Michigan. I'm waiting for the illustrations for the children's book I wrote as my daughter is the main character and then to get it published. That's pretty cool.
Oh, so somebody else is doing the illustrations.
Okay, so you're just waiting on the pictures.
Waiting to see what they come up with.
Rachel, what are you waiting for or looking forward to?
I am looking forward to finalizing my divorce and getting the money from my mother's estate.
Ooh, those are both
pretty solid. Yeah.
So is one being held off so that it doesn't get mixed up in the other?
Well, I'm selling my mom's house, but it's in Arizona and I'm in Michigan.
Okay. I got you. Well, good.
So that's in probate.
Regardless of whether the divorce is acrimonious or not, it's good to get the signatures on that, I bet.
Yeah.
To get it done.
It's always good just to get it over with, for sure.
This one's good from the Capital Region of New York. My son, who's 15, listens with me on his ride to school. He wanted you to know that he's waiting on his transformer he ordered from China 2 months ago. And he asked me, in all caps, when it's going to be here. Every damn day. LOL. He knew the shipping date was 2 months out. My kids definitely provide me the opportunity to relate to that. Like, we can order it on Amazon, and it's going to be here in 2 days, and then 10 minutes later. Do you think it's going to get here today? No, it certainly won't.
I don't need my kids to relate to that because I relate to that.
No kidding.
I order something and I immediately run to the window and look out to see if the truck is dropping it off yet.
What's funny is it doesn't even have to be something for me.
It doesn't even have to be something cool.
No.
Like, man, when's that coming? I want to know.
But geez, it's fun kid, to you get think mail. You got that bad? We used to have to wait 6 to 8 weeks to get a CD.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right.
I ordered tape the other night. Tape. And I was so excited when it showed up.
I'm resisting the urge to ask more questions about this tape because it's pretty exciting. Julie, like, I want to know, masking, duct?
No, neither. Electrical? Yeah, it's a whole other kind of tape.
Julie joins us, listening on Banana 101.5 in Flint. Julie, what are you looking forward to?
Astronomicon.
Astronomicon. Is that some sort of astronomy convention, I guess?
No, it is a con. It's how they have, like, the San Diego Comic-Con.
Sure.
It's like, it's Comic-Con. So it's like that, but they have, like, a lot of WWE, WWF wrestlers.
Oh,
and
I thought it was going to be, like Hot Wings said, astronomy or maybe astrology.
You're good.
Like, who's going to be there?
Nope. So, like, Rikishi, Trish Stratus, Sabu, Rhino, they got Devon Dudley, they have the Godfather going to be there. They have everybody from Clerks going to be there. Peter Dante, like, literally, it is, like, one of the best. I have never been to a con until last year, and I tell you what, it is one of the best freaking cons you can ever go to.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. Where is Astronomicon?
Astronomicon is going to be down in Livonia at the Burton Manor from May 3rd to the 5th.
Oh, so the Detroit area.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was near Houston or something. Like, I'm like,
right?
I still don't know what the tie-in is with that name.
I don't think I've ever heard someone say, this is the best freaking con of all the cons I've ever heard.
Of all the cons that you could go to, this is the best con.
I'm jealous of that enthusiasm.
It sounded like she was running it. Like, she had I'm happy you asked where it's going to be. It's going to be at the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So this did come out really gracefully, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Is this your way of getting free advertising for your Astronomicon?
It's the best of the cons.
If it was, good on you.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the Big Ten tournament for basketball because I love tournaments.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
I don't know that I get to do the broadcast yet. They haven't told me that I'm not or that I have. I've done it the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm not going to lie, if I don't get to do it, my heart is going to break into a million pieces. But I love being able to watch teams compete where they know they're out that day in basketball. Yeah. So that is the perfect recipe. The only way it could be better is if it was the NCAA tournament. And that would be fun, too.
So what I'm hearing is you like to see kids be disappointed.
They're men-ish.
Some-ish, yeah.
Why didn't you ask Julie if she ever got Rikishi'd? That's a good point. I should have asked if she had a giant Samoan man's butt in her face.
I bet she's dreamt of it a number of times.
1-800-947-3979. Someone writes in, I think she's going to be disappointed. I thought Rikishi is dead. That might be Umaga. Boy, I mean, what am I talking about?
It's one of those wrestlers with one name. Might not be there.
Ooh, this is a good one. Listen to this. I am waiting to see if my ex-husband, whom I divorced a year ago and am now currently dating again, wants to live separately or get a house together once my lease is up in July.
Man, I feel like most people who get divorced and then get back together, it's always a little sticky. Do you know any success stories?
Only the ones who have written in when we've brought it up. And there are some where it's like, well, my first marriage, I remember we got one maybe a year, maybe 10 years ago, I don't know, where it was like, my first marriage lasted 1 year and my second marriage is on year 28. And it was to the same person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But yeah, it does, you know.
Happens sometimes.
Hopefully. This one, I'll bet some people can relate to this. My son turns 18 in July and I can't wait to not pay child support on him anymore. It's not the money. I just hate his mom. That's probably, mm-hmm. You know. Well, anytime you have a payment that's coming to an end.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
I like to pay off my car, too.
A car you bought. Yeah, that feels good.
Yeah. I like this one from Stasia. She said, I surprised my boyfriend with a trip to Las Vegas to watch the NASCAR truck race for our anniversary.
Ooh.
That's going to be fun.
That is going to be sweet. That'd be a good place to see a race, too. Mm-hmm. Rikishi is still alive. Next text, Rikishi is dead.
I mean, he's on their website. So if he died, he died like this morning.
That lady who knew a lot about that con, I feel like she would know more than a lot of other people.
It's a really, you know, I was looking at who's going to be there, and it's kind of like everybody that you would expect with that Kevin Smith crew.
Yes.
So it's Kevin Smith and Jason Lee and Jason Mewes and Ethan Suplee. And then, let's see, Kevin Smith's daughter, Harley Quinn Smith or whatever.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of wrestlers, as she mentioned. And John Lovitz.
John Lovitz?
It's on there, too.
It stinks.
Yeah.
I'd go just to see John
He's
Lovitz.
There, too. Yeah.
I love that dude.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.